We're a bit in advance here in Scotland. We are really fit to the 21st century, the way our democratic process works. And I think the UK has to be updated to the 21st century. And it's very, very important that we get that franchise changed. And that the 90,000 residents in Scotland who are registered to vote in local election will be able to vote as well in the EU in and out referendum.
But couldn't you have rectified this situation? You've been living here, what, 25 years? You're married to a Scottish woman. Why haven't you got yourself a British passport, British citizenship?
Most people don't. I mean, most people who live in the EU, you are free to set up whatever you want in the EU, and you are free to work and live and to vote. So there is no reason whatsoever to change nationality. But, you know, to an extent, you know...
But you've lived here. You've lived in Scotland for 25 Indeed. Years. Haven't you ever felt you wanted to vote in a general election?
I was waiting to see if we could change as a franchise for that as well. Let's not forget that.
Well, you've waited 25 years. I mean, haven't you ever sort of just wanted to get the paperwork in order so that you could vote in a general election before now?
I can tell you, I can find that question a little bit offensive. Would you ask the same question to a Canadian, an Australian, a New Zealander?
No, I'm just curious about, you know, you're obviously interested in politics. You're a parliamentarian yourself. Have you never felt inclined to get the paperwork in order to vote in a UK-wide general election?
It's not only a question of paperwork. It's a question you've got to. I think the last time I checked, it's £1,000 to become a British citizen. And to the other hand, Mr Cameron has decided that people from Malta and Cyprus will be voting in the EU referendum. So there is no reason, no justification whatsoever, not to include the 24 other EU countries. And I will ask the Prime Minister to reconsider.
You clearly feel very offended by this. You have three daughters, don't you, who were born here. Are they going to be able to vote?
Of course, yes. My wife was Scottish, and the three of them are Scottish and British, and will be able to vote if they wish to do so.
Oh dear, you're going to feel a bit left out, aren't you?
Definitely. And for the generation, I was a campaign coordinator and the electoral agent for a young 23 years old who got elected to the House of Commons, which I'm delighted he was. Unfortunately, on the day I couldn't cast my vote, and I found it a bit depressing.
And if somebody meets you, Christian Allard, for the first time, and they ask, you know, where do you come from? What do you describe yourself as Scottish, French, British, European? Which is it?
I come from Aberdeen, the northeast of Scotland, of course, the region I represent in the Scottish Parliament. We all have different origins, of course. You know, more and more of us are a mixture of different race, of different countries or different regions. And that makes a fantastic world. And really, our democratic process has to be updated. It has been here in Scotland. You know, I think the UK should follow up.